Simpson, St. Helena, California, April 9th, 1907. Elder Simpson, Dear Brother, I am very sorry to learn of your sickness. We are praying for you that the Lord may raise you to health again. You have not spared yourself in the work, and the Lord has blessed your efforts. But your work is not done. Take the very best treatment you can possibly get and improve every opportunity for getting well. Do not worry about anything. Be of good courage in the Lord. He will not leave you. The precious Savior will be your helper and your God. The Lord has graciously sustained me in my work this winter. I have not lost more than 1 or 2 days from my writing. I praise the Lord for His goodness. I will glorify His holy name. We expected to be in Southern California long before this, but we have been hindered by unexpected circumstances. We are now waiting for Dr. Kress and family to arrive from Australia. He is expected to reach here about the 1st of next week. After a short visit in California, he will pass on to Washington to open the sanitarium at Tacoma Park. I see a great work to be done in the circulation of our books. Every worker will need to stand faithfully at his post of duty, that Satan may not steal a march upon us through those who have departed from the faith. An effort has been made recently to secure the tabernacle at Battle Creek to the denomination, that those who have departed from the faith may not preach in it their seducing theories. A new board of trustees has been elected, and we think now that the tabernacle is secure. There have been many things to do in order that the flock of God may be guarded against the wily attacks of the enemy. We must expect to meet the enemy in warfare to the close of time. We cannot spare any of our forces now. Every worker is needed to stand in his lot and place. A message must be continually going forth to prepare our people for the present and the future conflict. The Lord still lives. He is our leader and our God. He will safely lead and guard all those who will trust themselves to His guidance. Our confidence must be in the One who has brought us safely through so many battles. Be of good courage in the Lord. Hold fast to His promises. Do not fail or be discouraged. The Lord is good. His wisdom, His grace, and love are never failing. Trust fully in Him, and you will see of His salvation.